520 in Vegas, I got some cushy tryna slide. 520 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. 520 in Vegas. 520 in Vegas. Yeah. 520 in Vegas, I got some cushy.
Coming live from Living Room Studios, this is the 420 in Vegas podcast. I'm your host, Vegas Zay, with co-host Chris.
What up?
And my brother Ray Sun.
Top of the morning.
I had to cut that intro short because I'm ready to get into it in a minute. But we are smoking on some Black Pineapple Miracle Glue from GKUA. That's Lil Wayne's brand. It's 32% THC. Mixed with some GMO shatter coming in at 78% THC. All that is from Planet 13, which I'm a frequent flyer of. I'm back up to $112 in my motherfucking credit points and shit. Nice. Letting my shit build again.
I can't ever get it up that high. Once niggas tell me like 50, I'm like, yeah,
Cash out.
Just keep saying, let it stack.
Boop.
I get the one pre-roll and be like, let me get it.
Mixed with some of the key from EJ Birdie. And some batter from Saltwater.
And it's election time. Is it time to vote for EJ?
I got my mail in.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at it yet. I'll see if he's on there. What did I say? It was mixed with some GMO shatter. Did I say that?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Damn. All from Planet 13. I'm high as a motherfucker because I've been up early. Just been up early. I had to get up this morning and take a flaming ass shit.
Go, Detroit.
Wow. TMI.
I ate at this place. I'll tell you.
We don't even want to hear about that.
I'll tell you about that later. Yeah,
I'll tell you about No, we good on that.
Okay, so we're watching football. So did y'all see them fucking fake Taylor Swift pictures?
No.
Oh, yeah, I saw.
She was naked.
Busted it open and
yeah,
shit.
They had her, her ass cheeks open. Yeah. It was like AI, obviously. Yeah. And then it was like some other where it was like kind of frontal. Like
Bare ass cheeks open? Like you can see the hole? Like you said, her ass cheeks was open. Her booty hole?
I saw her booty hole in one
maybe,
of them.
Maybe. I wasn't looking that hard, y'all.
It was booty hole pink.
One of my group chats.
Or was it brown?
It better not have been brown.
One of my group chats had a good one.
I feel like they skin stained. You don't think
it's
stained?
No, I think it's stained.
They made a big deal. A big deal out of this shit, but she's not the first motherfucking bitch to be AI.
That's what I was just. That's why I brought it up. Yeah. Because people are talking like the fucking government was like, they said something about this.
Right.
About somebody AI in her pictures, but like, people have been doing AI for like years now.
I saw Hillary Clinton AI busting it open.
Yes. So, I mean, like,
fuck Taylor Swift.
Like, so why do we care so much? And I only brought this up because the Kansas City Chiefs and Ravens.
I mean, they need to stop putting the fucking...
She's American sweetheart right now.
Get out of here.
Stop putting
what?
The goddamn camera on the bench at the game, man. We don't need to see her.
Ask my grandma and she'll still say she didn't deserve to win that show she won.
Hell no. Nah.
What show?
What was it?
She was on American Idol?
No, yeah, no, or one no. of them, one of those singing shows. Bitch. America's Got I don't know. One
oh,
of those.
Oh shit, I don't know.
No, it was American Idol. What? I think.
No, Taylor Swift. No, no.
Man,
Taylor Swift was just like a regular famous bitch, like a singing
no,
bitch.
No,
like,
no, no.
She wasn't no TV show.
What
bitch.
Contest did Taylor Swift win?
No, I don't believe that. I don't think so.
Oh no, not the. Penn State. No, y'all.
nah, Taylor Swift was a natural
competition
singer.
What show was Taylor Swift on? No.
I don't know. I beg to differ.
America's Got...
Nah, hell no. America's Got Talent. That's like a low-budget motherfucking talent show.
Maybe not. She was on something where she was singing week after week.
Swift began writing songs professionally at age 14 and signed with Big Machine Records in 2005 to become a country singer.
I don't remember
this.
Yeah,
she signed. She didn't...
Is this a fucking Mandela effect?
You thinking of Kelly Clarkson?
No, I know Kelly Clarkson.
Or one of the mother white bitches, Catherine McPhee?
I don't even know who that is.
That's one of them bitches.
Says, how did she get famous? In 2004, she signed a music publishing deal with Sony ATV, thereby becoming the youngest signing in the company history. 2006, Swift signed with Big Machine Records and scored her first top 40 hit with Tim McGraw.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
She didn't release four more singles and self-titled.
She's organic.
We're
bitch.
Not impressed, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I don't know why we're making such a big deal out of her.
Yeah.
Like, and everybody, all the things that have happened to Taylor have happened to other people. And like, what is the, why do we, why? Like, why? Why? Like, why couldn't this just be about like football? Like, why do we know so much about, like, if she wasn't dating this dude, would we have even cared that this happened last year?
No, because the bitch would
not
have been
like
on,
this
would have been on our TV every fucking Sunday.
Oh, and she had like Go Chiefs on or some shit.
Thank you so much for giving me a chance to win a VMA award.
Wait, why are we listening to this?
You want to play Kanye part?
Oh.
I'm about to mute his mic.
Period. And continues to have the best album of all time every time one drops.
Kanye and went downhill mentally every fucking year.
Speaking of
then.
Kanye, look, there go Travis. Anyway, so speaking of Kanye, did y'all see that his bitch was wearing pegging shorts out?
Who?
Mm-mm. Bianca?
Pegging shorts?
Pegging shorts.
Like where she could put on a strap?
Like it was a circular hole, right? Not like a dick hole, like a circular dick hole, like in the pants.
For her to wear the strap?
Maybe it's one of them fishing things where you put the fishing rod.
Amber Rose said Kanye liked his booty playing.
She definitely
back in the day,
did.
Right?
She definitely did.
When he tried to talk to you.
So I'm like wondering, like, is that like she did that on purpose? Like,
nah, Kanye tell that bitch what to wear.
Yeah.
He told her to wear some pegging shorts?
He had that bitch walking barefoot on the strip. He didn't do anything.
What the fuck is wrong?
He had that bitch walking barefoot on the strip with a bikini bottom and a nipple clamps and some shit on top.
I mean,
looking like a fucking retard.
That's
everything. Hey.
I'm going to say, you can find, chill out with the R word.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Yeah, you know what I meant.
Oh, but speaking of, oh, my God.
Speaking of retards,
okay, not retard, for real.
Not retard, but I saw this nigga.
Slow
on,
people.
For real.
I saw this nigga on TikTok, autistic nigga, grab his mom up around the neck and face when she said she wasn't going to take the nigga to Applebee's.
Damn.
And I was like, man, that bitch, she going to get killed by that nigga because she don't know how to handle him. Because that is autistic people are not dumb. You know what I'm saying? My nephew's autistic. And if he ever did some shit like that to me, I'd two-piece his ass so fucking quick. I'd drop him because he knows it's wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah,
He knows it's wrong
not,
to put your fucking hands on people.
They're
especially
not
your
fucking
mom. Yoke your mom up like that,
like,
man.
They understand things.
She's
like,
been coddling that big, and that nigga was a big, beastly-sized nigga, too. You know what I'm saying? He was big.
Yeah.
Bigger than his mama. Yoked her up.
Not yoked
She's
her
sitting
up
there like this. Like, goddamn. No Applebee's. I'm like, if you don't knock the shit out of that nigga, shit.
Okay.
You got to beat his ass just like he's one of your normal kids.
So, okay, so
I'm
have
not
a,
doing it. Why that nigga doing that shit now?
While we're talking on these lines, right, of this, right? So let's say, okay, we're going to give you a hypothetical situation because I just read an article that this has actually happened to somebody, okay? So let's say you and your high school sweetheart, right, 15, 16 years old, been together, right? 21 years old, y'all get married. Everything's cool, awesome, right?
Ain't gonna work, but yeah, keep going.
Listen, it could have.
Well, I do know some people that
did. I was gonna say, I know a few people. Now, they did take a break from each other for a while, but then they came back.
No, I know some motherfuckers
that got married after high school. That's crazy.
Got married after high school, and they're still married to this day.
That's crazy.
My homeboy.
That's crazy.
And I knew both of them and still know them now.
I mean,
it's a couple of them like that, actually.
Okay, but so high school sweethearts, y'all get married at 21, right? Mm-hmm. Everything's going great, perfect life. Y'all don't have no kids or whatever, but it's something that y'all want to do. 2 years into the marriage, your spouse gets T-boned by a truck. Mm-hmm. Okay, not dead. The spouse survives, but he is like, basically, like, he at this point needs around the clock health care, right?
What is his mental state?
I don't know how to answer that. He barely.
Can he function?
Function to do what?
Can he think? Like, talk?
To do what?
Have a conversation.
No. No.
He's a vegetable type shit?
We'll see. When I think of, like, do you consider a vegetable like a person that like can't like get up? Like he sits in a wheelchair.
Okay.
But this is your story. So your wife is now this happens and she's in a wheelchair and she can't really do anything for herself. Right. But this is your high school sweetheart. Y'all were in love until this truck happened.
Okay.
So what do you do? Like, do you stay there and help?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's fast forward. Never had those kids, right? Okay. Really want those kids.
Okay.
And then you meet somebody online,
mm-hmm.
okay. and you start talking to them. And you're talking for like, let's say a month or two.
What am I doing looking for bitches online for?
Because you got to get your fucking rocks off.
Okay. Yeah, your spouse is
she
not capable of doing. She, I mean,
she's
probably.
Like old boy that Kevin Hart was taking care of in the movie, right? She paraplegic all the way from the neck
like
down.
Basically.
Wait, but she
like,
can talk and function though.
No, like she, not really a lot of audible stuff. Is she in the house or is she in the hospital?
Basic
yes, no, kind of that stuff, but nothing like that. Like, think of like your like basic communication.
Okay.
You meet somebody online and you like this person. And I guess, how do you move forward?
What do you mean?
Fuck
you?
Her on the side. baby girl in the chair ain't going to never know shit.
Do you tell the person online about the,
I think so. In the chair? Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
About your spouse?
Yeah.
Maybe. Depends if you care about the bitch or not. Or you just trying to get some pussy. You don't tell everybody you just trying
to fuck. Try to get some pussy, nah. But if you trying to take it like yo, I got my wife is fucked off, like,
yeah, I mean, because if you take it to the next level where you laying out all the truths anyway, you want to let the bitch know what's going on in your life.
Yeah.
Just like you want to know what the fuck's going on in her motherfucking life. You know, right. You want to put all your secrets on the table.
Okay, so
you don't want to be in love with this bitch, and then, you know what I'm saying, she pulls up to your house and old girl's drooling in the motherfucking chair. And she's like, what the fuck's going on with this shit? Why didn't you? This is a lot to put on a bitch. This is a lot to put on a bitch after 2 years of never knowing about it. And me coming over here and I'm stuck like, what the fuck?
So I read an article while I was in the car, and this happened. A lady, and it happens to her husband. And so she decided she was going to take care of him. Like, whatever. Like, so she end up meeting somebody online, and then she ends up getting a divorce from her husband and becoming his guardian.
Wait a motherfucker.
Hold on. No, there's nothing. I mean, nothing like
this. No, I've seen this.
Oh.
They're white, first of all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she still got the husband living in the fucking house with
Really. He stays at a place facility? 10 minutes away.
Oh, okay.
But she brings him home often. Okay. But so when she met this dude online, when they were ready to meet, she said, hey, like, I still take care of my ex-husband. Like, and, like, for real take care of him. Not, like, financially. Like, I have to take care of him. And the husband was, I mean, the dude on the online was cool with it. Like, first meeting, they were, like,
I mean, cool. Yeah, that motherfucker ain't no threat.
But, damn, like, I just was thinking, like, damn, what if this bitch, like, looking at me and I'm, like, airplane food in her, and she like, this old fucking bitch stole my man.
Hey, she can't do nothing about it.
I mean, be happy this bitch still feeding you. You know what I'm saying? Be happy this nigga still feeding your ass.
You know? Yeah, I mean, you at that point, you got to be happy somebody's.
Yeah, because you can't in the fucking home.
How would you be if you're the person and the paraplegic person? Like, you're gonna be a selfish motherfucker and be like,
just knocking over everything.
Well, see, but this motherfucker that I saw with maybe the same person, this dude was fucked off. He was not communicating.
Well, she said after the, well, I don't know how it is now, but she said after the accident, they could have basic, like, she could talk to him, like, very surface.
Yeah.
Like, but it wasn't anything complex, and that's when she kind of knew.
The motherfucker I saw.
I tell you what. Like, I tell you what.
I saw it.
If I'm the motherfucker in the wheelchair, I don't want no nigga goddamn coming over smashing my motherfucking wife.
you can still function and think. If you can
said
think about
you got basic functions. Like,
and sometimes it's like the motherfucking basic functions is basic functions like breathe.
Yeah.
Well, that just, it don't matter then. It don't matter then.
Breathe and open the yawn.
I'm talking about if you don't can still die. You can still goddamn move your eyes and shit.
You know what I'm saying?
If I can articulate, don't fuck my bitch. If you can see,
yeah, nigga, nigga in here feeding you soup. Be like, yeah, nigga, I'm about to go tear this pussy up, nigga.
Once you go to sleep.
And I put some Visine in this shit.
You saw Breaking Bad when old nigga in the chair blew the nigga up?
He was hella like, help.
I'll be blinking at the nigga like, nigga, it's
about I'm being selfish, selfish paraplegic.
I'm going to blow us all up with this bitch. Give me the motherfucking.
Matter of fact, when I go home, we about to put this shit in writing. Anything ever happened to me?
Give me the thing.
Ain't
like
nobody
that one
coming
nigga.
In this motherfucker. Goddamn.
Give me that thing like the nigga in the wheelchair that was at Epstein Island, so I can don't fuck my bitch.
Stephen Hawking.
Right.
Give me the voice box thing. So I can just try to articulate some shit.
All right, so check
Get
it out.
Get your ass out that damn room.
Bitch, what the fuck you think you doing? Get this nigga out my house.
We starting off hot this week.
Nah, you got to be careful, though, because bitch put a pillow over
so
your
look,
face. That's
look,
it.
Speaking of car accidents, look at this, right?
Yeah.
This is the homie James.
Oh, yeah, you showed us. That's just crazy. Yeah.
Oh, nigga.
Oh, by the Jeep, right?
Yeah.
Car accident. You want to hear a story?
Okay.
Not really.
Okay. My wife's got a friend, right? She's got a
son. Not really.
Can we laugh at this?
You might if you want to.
If somebody died.
And shit.
Oh shit!
But
you talking about your wife's friend.
This nigga, okay. His wife's friend had an older friend who had a son who's schizophrenic. Nigga disappears sometimes and shit, right? Disappeared from the fucking house. Got mad, his mom got an argument, whatever. This goes to two things. He disappears and shit, they ain't hear from him. Then yesterday, they get a call from the coroner. Boom.
Oh, shit.
Need you to come identify the body. Boom.
Damn.
So she goes down, identify, yep, it's her son. Come to find out, he got hit by a car on the 21st. Had been in the hospital for a week and died on the 27th, I think. Mm. And
this is Vegas?
Yeah, Vegas. It was on the news about a motherfucker. I saw it on the news the other day. Cause and this is what I was thinking. I think we saw it, I don't know, but somebody had got hit, not in a crosswalk.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that hit him stayed on the scene. They weren't impaired and shit. Mm-hmm. And it was like, hey, this motherfucker was in the crosswalk.
Yeah.
And I said, I think maybe my wife were watching it.
Vegas is like very serious and about, like, if your ass ain't on the crosswalk, they yeah, don't real give
shit.
A fuck. Like,
jaywalking.
We were watching that shit in the news. And I was like, see, I was like, this shit, I was like, this happens to me every fucking morning. On on Rainbow going down
people
to the
running,
95
running through
at mm-hmm. at 4:30 in the morning I'm on the fucking Rainbow going to the 95
yep.
And motherfuckers don't be in the crosswalk. These motherfuckers be on in black shirt, black clothes, black hoodies, just crossing in the middle mm-hmm. of the fucking street. And lucky I got my lights on and I'm not fucked up. I got good reflexes, so yeah. I see these niggas and I can brake or I can swerve and roll my window and down and be like, bitch ass nigga, stupid motherfucker, right. Use a fucking crosswalk, you gonna
right.
get killed.
I just yeah. did that. I just did that.
Come to find out. I'm watching the news story.
That's how it happened.
No, it was him. That was the news story.
No, I know. I'm saying, but like, yeah, because he was jaywalking.
Yeah.
2023 was like the highest year on record in Vegas for motherfuckers getting smashed.
That is definitely why they're putting so many crosswalks on Sahara and shit now.
Right.
That's what the construction's for on Sahara.
If y'all even paid attention to it, you probably haven't. Like, you see every year motherfuckers is getting hit at, mm-hmm. at fucking bus stops mm-hmm. and kids getting
that's
hit
why they pushed
buses.
The bus stops back.
Right. That shit has been, for a nice little minute, that shit's been going on.
Yeah.
2015, I've been seeing motherfuckers get hit.
And yeah.
On, remember on Spring Mountain, the dude jumped the motherfucking thing and smashed like the 10 people at
the bus stop, right?
Yeah.
I remember that.
And that was
that's what made them start moving the
bus stops back. Yeah. And giving the buses their right. own lanes and
but
shit.
It's still been wild as hell.
Yeah.
It's been getting 2023.
I'm saying, if y'all
year for it.
That construction on Sahara, they are putting crosswalks, like mm-hmm. with the lights and everything, like crosswalks. Like,
that's what's up.
Yeah, so they need to do that shit on Rainbow.
I almost smashed a motherfucker in my neighborhood the other day.
Watching that shit on the news.
And it was somebody y'all knew?
Right.
Yeah, it was him.
That was crazy.
Yeah. And his mom didn't even know until a week later.
Right. That's crazy. Why? Like, why?
Because he didn't have no ID on him or nothing and shit. And
so how did they know to call after he died?
He's schizophrenic, so he'd been in a hospital before. And everybody's been in those hospitals in the FBI database. And the John Doe's, they...
The fingerprints? Oh,
fingerprints
okay.
came up in the FBI database. Damn. And came up to her mom's maiden name, some shit like that. So they called her sister.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, but finally the call got that back to her. So it was fucked up. Yeah.
That's crazy.
But it's just a reminder, man.
Use the fucking crosswalks.
The fucking crosswalk.
Like, I don't know how it is.
Me.
Yeah.
I don't want that to be me. Yeah. I'm going to be mad.
But I'm
also
going to have
like,
that.
Stupid ass.
Yeah.
Get in the fucking crosswalk, man. You made me kill you, nigga.
I don't want that.
I'm doing the speed limit, 45. You know what I'm saying?
And, yeah.
At
like
fucking 4:30 in the morning. And your dumb ass wants to be. Walking on the fucking in the middle of Rainbow.
Why you
not
think,
even in the lighted part?
Why you think the fucking Vegas Strip make y'all go into a whole square to get across the street? Like,
right.
Because niggas don't know how to use crosswalks.
Yeah, you're
Vegas,
right.
Like Nevada right. is, well, I don't know about Nevada, but Vegas is very, very serious. So don't come out here trying to scurry across the street and
right.
get hit and think something about to, like, they really gonna let the nigga go because you're supposed to spin in the crosswalk.
What's crazy about the strip, though, you talking about that big ass square.
Mm-hmm.
They was quick to build them motherfucking crosswalks for the motherfucking, for the race.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm
oh,
saying?
Yeah. Right. Because they don't want them,
right.
the millionaires get hit.
Right.
Yeah.
Throw some other, they can throw a couple other motherfuckers up, a couple
yeah.
other crosswalks up.
For sure. Especially down Rainbow, where you talking about like this long stretch? Ain't this where the stretch that fucking the
Raider nigga killed that lady?
Yeah,
like Rainbow. That it's a long stretch. It could also use a couple crosswalks for
hey,
sure.
I mean, not to say I would do it, but I see how that nigga could get going that fast on Rainbow.
It's a straight stretch. Yeah,
if the lights
are
green.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but how fast was he going?
too fast.
No, that's too fucking fast.
I
mean,
too fast.
Yeah, I'm just saying. No, yeah, I would. Like I said, I wouldn't. Yeah.
You know another. Right.
But well, I see how it's possible.
Let me not give out all the straightaways in Vegas.
They're all straightaways. Decatur,
Durango.
With the lights.
If you get to Durango, Sahara. Past like Flamingo, like going towards sunset, it's like it is like
right.
Like I used to live over there.
You talking about long stretches in between the lights?
Yeah, like where niggas could have, right. like, be potentially hella speeding.
Mm-hmm.
It fucking, for sure, Durango, because when I lived on University, that shit, I could, like, hear that shit with my windows closed. Like, right. at nighttime, niggas just going, pshoom, like that. That shit is crazy.
Ooh, we.
This?
This joint's hitting.
Yeah.
I'm rolling with my homeboy Head, you know, Head to be with before it. So, we going up. I'm riding with him. Up Charleston, you know, some one of them nice little long BMWs back in the day. So this he fuck with Floyd, right? So he pushing up Charleston, doing like 80 something miles an hour. I'm like, nigga, slow the fuck down. He's like, nigga, it's only a ticket. And I was like, yeah, nigga, it's only a motherfucking ticket. That's a problem,
right?
But he was just saying, like, nigga, we flexing money like that.
Like, who cares,
right?
He's gonna hand the cop the cash.
Yeah,
for
like,
it.
Like, what the fuck going on? I'm like, nigga, slow this bitch down.
If it's over 15 miles an hour, 15 miles over the speed limit,
then
you can
get locked up. Yeah,
arrest you if they want.
Yeah, they definitely want to. Yeah. I think if they want to, they definitely went to jail that night.
Over 15 over is reckless driving, I think. But
fuck them police.
Yeah, that's a good start. That's a good
for
start.
Sure.
Always. Where were we at? But anyway,
we ain't got to our weeks yet.
Nothing. Oh. Yeah, I was just throwing a whole bunch of stuff out that I read about this morning.
Oh, damn! But peace to them, man. Take care of that spouse of yours, even if that motherfucker's in the wheelchair.
That's what it is. You said you want to tell us. Y'all want to hear something funny?
And then you told us about a nigga getting hit. You said he can laugh if he wants.
Ironic,
right?
It was just ironic that the person that I was watching on the news
isn't it ironic?
Got killed with somebody's.
Don't you think?
Somebody related to somebody I knew.
Yeah.
Shit, the niggas I bought Cairo from were the motherfucking bank robbers out here.
Hmm?
When I got my pit, right, I got them brand new. My other partner put me on to some cats that had pits. And the nigga worked at PetSmart. You know what I'm saying? Just what happened, he had pits. He was selling them.
Yeah.
When he got one.
Sorry, some fish are ugly. I was just looking at the aquarium. But anyway, go ahead.
Went and got him. And then a couple weeks later, and he got him and his wife got locked up for robbing banks out here.
Him and his wife?
Yep. And I had seen the shit on the news. You know, you see, you know, watching news.
Nigga, that's
see.
Why they was selling their dog?
Nah, that shit's crazy.
I saw some shit on the news.
Robbing motherfucking banks. They robbed like two or three
my
of them.
That's crazy. I would be too scared. And don't all of the fucking, I watch too many shows and shit, so I feel like it all got like ink. Fucking packs on them or some shit. Like, so even if I could get away with the fucking actual act, like, how I'm gonna spend it?
Right.
Like,
yeah,
and then,
no fucking
and
bank.
Then don't they be like counting serial numbers and shit? How am I gonna spend this? Like,
right. I know a couple bank robbers.
That's crazy.
Right.
And like, you're not in the Wild West.
Right.
I know a nigga robbed a bank.
With a hat on and some glasses.
I know a nigga robbed a bank, did his time. He only did like 4.5 years.
Yep, I know
and,
the same. I
probably home, but no, he's dead. He died a couple years ago.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Some random shit. Damn. Heart attack or some shit, which was crazy. Young nigga, too.
Damn.
Oh, I don't like this commercial, how they're just pushing all the teams that didn't make it out the way.
NFL today.
Like, Bears all the way in the back, and I hate that. Like, he just pushed my man back.
These joints
No, don't do the Raiders like that.
Look, here she black. Right.
Put your shoulders up, girl. New Orleans. Yeah, he just passing all up. That's crazy.
Yeah, nigga. What?
Well, what the fuck? How was your week, Chris?
It was cool. I served, I made margaritas for Joe Montana yesterday.
Oh, shit.
He was at the forum shop signing autographs at the sports memorabilia. I was about to say paraphernalia. Memorabilia spot. And
so how does that he does he get paid for that like the
I would assume so
right owner they pay him or motherfuckers pay for each autograph
people pay for that shit
so you go to this place and you could buy the thing to get autographed but there I don't think there's like a entry fee to actually you just have to buy something
right
so this dude came over because it's literally like across so we could see the store from across the way and a dude came over on the back table. He was like, hey, he was like, I want to come in and smoke. He was, but like, you can't smoke on our patio anymore. He goes, but I have to let these autographs dry. And so my manager used to work over there, and I was like, damn, I never thought about that. Like, you can't just get an autograph and like throw some shit in your backpack. You know what I'm saying? Cause like, you got to let the ink dry and shit. But he bought, the dude had bought two like full size helmets, two mini helmets, and a jersey. And I think, I don't know, I didn't find out how much the jersey was, but the two helmets were $800 each. Mm. And then I don't know how much the smaller one was, but he spent a nice little penny to get right. all that shit signed. But he got a lot of shit signed, and he'll get that money back for sure.
Right.
Super Bowl about to bring a lot of motherfucking money to the city.
Yeah. I mean, everybody said that about F1, and it did not. So
I think,
well, hopefully, this is going to be different.
I think the service industry is going to be the ones that cash out the best.
That's who deserves
like,
it.
Like, you know what I'm saying? People that get tips. Yeah. Like, restaurant workers.
They going to get it today for these games.
I actually hate that I don't work Sundays.
Waitresses.
Right.
Because my thing as a waitress, I don't know. I feel like, at the minimum, you're going to get at least $1 a drink from a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I give. I give $1 a drink. So, with that mindset, shit, I'm trying to serve 1,000 goddamn drinks a day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm trying to be the bitch with blisters on my feet when I go home. I walk miles in that motherfucker giving right. everybody. They're going to recognize me. They're going to be like, that bitch right there will get your drinks quicker than a motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She'll remember. I'll be like, hey, how many, do you want me to keep these coming? You know what I'm saying? So I won't even have to fucking remember a new drink.
Yeah, after the second time, I'm just going to keep them on deck.
These hoes is lazy out there, right? Some of these hoes is lazy, but get on a good foot, ho.
Hey, look at the weather difference.
How she got her little fucking sunshine pink on.
Yeah, he looked like he was out there freezing in Baltimore.
But yeah, but I'm trying to think what else happened. Nothing. I don't know. I get too high when it gets to this part of the show, and I don't know. Right. I can't really remember stuff. But I did that yesterday.
Did you get to talk to him?
No. They said that he used to come in, and Emmett Smith also comes in a lot. They say I haven't seen them this season, but possibly maybe Super Bowl weekend. But I think the guy who owns the shop said he was running. He came late, or he would have came in, because people were like, it was a line, my nigga, like waiting on him.
Right.
And then I could hear when he came in, because our niggas just started hollering and shit. And then he came over real quick and was like, "Hey, do you have time to make some margaritas for Joe Montana?" I was like, "Yeah, like sure, fuck the 49ers, but sure, like."
That's
what's up. So yeah, that's pretty much. That's like the highlight, I guess. I don't really. It's been a good week. We had some conventions in town, so I've been making some money. So it's lovely, lovely. Can't wait for a Super Bowl.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But you mentioned how niggas are making money today. Absolutely. But last week when we had like the Saturday games, like the Saturday games were hitting. Like, so I know the Sunday games are fucking out of control.
Oh, I know the Saturday games were, because I went to Durango for the start of the Saturday games. And like I say, that bitch was packed. Yeah. But that's why I left though, because it was
money.
It was packed, but it was too compact in that bitch for how packed it was.
That's what everybody says, that they're trying to fit too much shit.
Yeah.
In that,
it's like restaurants are piled on top of like. The pizza niggas are eating right next door to, like, right shoulder to shoulder to the niggas that's eating whatever the fuck.
Is it like a food hall then?
No, it's just like fucking.
Just tight.
It was just too tight for my taste.
I hear you, I hear you. You like a little walk, a little walk, like walking room.
Yeah.
I got
you. Yeah.
Yeah.
You almost get into the age you can ride one of them little scooters around a motherfucking casino.
That is not. First of all, everybody knows in Vegas that there's no age limit on that, because niggas who 18 be fucking zooming down the strip with them. With
that,
them,
shit, so. That the strip done changed.
It's crazy.
The strip has changed.
Yeah, man. But I can't think of anything else. If I can, I'll just randomly yell it during the show. Say, or Ray, how was your week?
Shit, my week was cool.
Was that Ginger?
Yeah, you got another dog in there?
No, I thought I put that back
outside. Yeah, you know, I'm like, how many dogs are back there? Like,
I got to put it back outside. Put Ginger outside.
No, mine was cool. Shit, on the 5th, we had Melissa Benz. Y'all know who Melissa Benz is?
Yeah, she's one of the stars of
right.
Vegas
Social.
Vegas Social, whatever
the fuck. Yeah, I played a clip of it.
It sounds, the name sounds vaguely familiar, but I definitely remember watching that
right.
ill audio show. Yes.
Yeah, that shit was great. No, nah, she's dope though.
Like, yeah, she cool.
Yeah, I
knew her before the show. Before that show.
But. Right. No, it's definitely cool as hell. And then we had a LaDana event on.
Mississippi nigga. Yeah.
LaDana was dope.
I saw him, yeah. His song was cool, but that wasn't no freestyle.
No, it wasn't. That's what I even said. I said he was doing a track from his album. But.
Do people just, like, if you tell them to do the bar test, they'll just be like, nah.
Nah, I think mostly everybody's done it, probably except for like two people, maybe out of like.
And
two
they
years.
What instead played a new song or rapped a new song?
Nah, a lot of people didn't came in. I mean, it ain't all of them ain't been freestyles. Some motherfuckers do songs. You can tell motherfuckers got songs. You don't ask them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They just do what they do because we don't know what they're gonna do beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
So when they do it, we said, "Oh, okay, that wasn't no freestyle." You had that in the cut.
Mm-hmm, okay.
But then some people have came up and freestyled and like, oh, shit, okay.
Yeah, okay.
So.
You can kind of tell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's just the effort that they put into whatever they're doing.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? You come up there and do lazy on a freestyle. You can come up there and do lazy on a motherfucking song.
Song,
you
got, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, real okay. shit. Yeah, real shit.
But for the most part, a lot of people that came up there was fire, with some fire. Song or freestyle.
Nice.
But it's been some bullshit filtered through there. It's been some bullshit filtered through there at the same time. Keep it a buck. But we had a dope show we had.
Did you go out this week?
I didn't. I stayed my ass home and I watched something. I've been watching Griselda.
Okay, how do you like it?
That shit is good as hell. Y'all been watching it?
I haven't watched it yet.
Get into it. Once you get into it,
the family don't like it. But
fuck
sure
the family.
They said that they try to make his mom look ugly. I'm like, they got Sophia Vergara playing your mom.
Right. Like, no, like, yeah. Your mom is not this fine.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. They did. They went way in above. Yeah.
And your mom was low key ugly, guys.
Sorry.
Right. Rest in peace, Griselda.
Yeah.
She did
always.
Her thing. Now, don't right. remember, she was a trailblazer.
For sure.
In the murder and cocaine game.
The murder game.
No, watch it, though. Watch it. That's
okay, yeah,
itself.
For sure.
My first thing, my first experience with her was, I think, Cocaine Cowboys.
Yeah, hell
too,
yeah.
I think.
Nah, mine was the first. Wasn't she the first Cocaine Cowboys?
One of them when the nigga Charles told
that,
part of the story.
Yeah, that was part two, I think.
Okay. I like his part of the story and shit.
Yeah, that shit was great. That's not in the movie, though.
I didn't think they
would. In the show? Is it a movie or show?
In the show.
Okay.
In the series. Yeah. But it's good as hell. But yeah, that's all I did, man. That's all I did.
That's good.
So with you, Zabu.
Yeah.
Let's see. Work was just, you know, regular work and shit. Just work. When they some good oyster bar.
How is nobody spilling that beer?
The other day.
No drip.
Dello.
Went to this fucking place called Crab and Spice yesterday, right?
Oh, how was it?
It's got its good and it's got its bad.
Okay.
The good was you get all you can eat for $38.99.
Okay.
Your four choices are shrimp, mussels, scallops, and king crab. Shrimp, mussel, shrimp, crawfish, shrimp, fucking crawfish, scallops, and mussels.
Come on, man.
Shrimp, crawfish, scallops, and mussels. You can get those four unlimited. Shrimp, crawfish, scallops, and mussels.
Okay.
A lobster tail add-on is $12.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a king crab cluster, which are all you can eat. Your first one's free.
Mm-hmm.
Any after that is $12 if you want the king crab. But it's worth the king crab is
it's
nice.
Worth it. I'm
nice.
Sure.
The free one is nice.
Yeah.
So basically, if you're gonna get lobster tail,
you're gonna pay like $50.
You're gonna pay $50. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Plus your drinks.
I'm not doing it.
So you're gonna pay about $60 for your drinks, all you can eat, and you can unlimited sides are potatoes, corn, sausage, quail eggs,
Jesus,
quail eggs,
lemon pepper wings, regular wings. Seasoned fries, regular fries.
Okay. So it's
worth it now.
Okay, huh? Yeah, right? Okay, so okay, go ahead.
But you can only get three of those at a time. You know what I'm saying? Like you get your bag of shit and your three sides at a time. Finish those, and then you can order another bag of shit.
I'd probably be done with that first one.
I don't know, but it was good, and the sauce is good as a motherfucker.
Maybe okay. too.
But I had the all mixed sauce and shit with the fire, whatever the fuck it was called, whatever the hottest version of it was.
How hot was it?
It was hot as fuck the second time. First time it wasn't that hot. Second time I started sweating. Okay. The bitch didn't give me the right one the first time.
Which one did you go to? On Spring Mountain?
Lake Mead.
Lake Mead?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting, and, interesting.
But, like I say.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Food was good, but it was the service. They need more waitresses in that bitch or something. Or they need to do something because the service was so slow. You know what I'm saying? You're still hungry after you got the first one bag done.
Mm-hmm.
But then waiting for the goddamn second bag to come out. You know what I'm saying? My damn food started settling. Bitch, I'm getting full now. And I'm just waiting.
Do you think...
I still fucked it up.
Do you think that the service would be better on good old Spring Mountain, though?
They have one on Spring Mountain?
There's one in Henderson, there's one on Spring Mountain, and there's the one that you said. I feel like if you go to the one on Spring Mountain, you already know them niggas is about to be coming.
I
didn't know
there was one on Spring Mountain. I went all the way to the one on fucking Lake Mead. Spring Mountain and what?
Oh, no, just kidding. Nope, just kidding. It's something. Why did you... I typed in Crab and Spice. Why are you giving me... So, but there is one in Henderson.
Yeah, I know there's one in Henderson, but I went to the... I chose to go to the...
Cincinnati. Yeah, I would probably go to that one too, the Lake Mead one. But I don't like that you said that. Niggas are slow.
It was a little Asian lady that was giving us service and like, mm-hmm. it was just hella slow. Hella slow. Okay. And then fucked my order up the second time.
Why? What happened?
Because I ordered, the second time I ordered a double shrimp, mussels and scallops with corn, potato, and sausage. And they brought me a motherfucking double shrimp with just scallops.
Oh, no.
And no corn, no sausage, but hella potatoes. I was like, this ain't what the fuck I ordered. You know, I was starting to get frustrated then because it took so long to come out. When it came out, I was like, hell yeah. I opened it up. I was like, no, this ain't what the fuck I ordered. And then she's like, oh, let me take it back. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry, they confused you. Man, I'm like, I don't give a fuck, man. Just bring me fucking food, bitch.
You did not say that.
That's what I was thinking, though. Like, hell, now.
He said it ain't said.
Took you 20 extra minutes to bring my shit, and you fucked it up?
And this is wrong.
So, yeah. But other than that, when they got my once they fixed my fucking order, I tore that shit up. So,
okay.
It was dope. It was good.
All right.
Exciting.
I want to go back to Golden Steer, though, because that's my fucking shit.
Yeah.
Just for them big-ass lobster tails.
Do you really have to, like, hella make a... reservation hella advance up there?
I know.
People say that.
I got my reservation in right now for June 13th.
So, yes.
So, yeah.
So, yes, you do.
Yep, that's the day before I go to Cancun, so.
Bougie nigga shit.
Right.
Hell yeah. I'm not, but you only got to make, I think it's like about a month and a half in advance, but
okay.
I made mine like 6 months in advance just so I know I got it now. I ain't got to worry about it.
Right.
And I got the time I wanted because even if you make it a month and a half advance, you might only get like a 9 o'clock or 9:45 fucking check in time.
Yeah.
Like, nigga wanna eat dinner before then. Shit.
But, okay.
Yeah, 9:45 is late to be out. You know what I mean?
Not for you, nigga. You out late all the time. Shit, what you
not be out eating dinner.
Oh.
But I guess if I'm out, I might get some pizza at motherfucking 1 o'clock in the morning, so.
What's your favorite place to get pizza from super late if you out?
I don't know, but that motherfucker, it's a place on Fremont Street. Mm. I can't think of the name of it.
Pizza Rock? Or are you talking about the...
Pizza Rock don't be open that late no more.
Or are you talking about the fucking
you place talking about you
walk up in, to, the walk up to next to Crystal, next to White Castle?
Nah. It's, no, it's, not that it's place. Further down on...
actual restaurant?
It's a like yeah. it's
pizza
the,
Rock,
the
it's Pizza Rock. Pizza Rock still open.
Pizza then. Not no more. It don't be open that late.
I don't know if it's open late, but I know.
Maybe we talking about it's right there in between the clubs, on the sidewalk.
Oh, I guess it is.
No, it's not on the corner.
No, it's in the middle. Yes, I think it is.
All I know is Pizza Rock has got the best fucking pizza in Vegas.
It's the best. It's just they used to be. See, they close at like. The latest they stay open is 12 on Friday and Saturday. They used to stay open until like 1 or 2. Because I remember, actually, I remember going to Pizza Rock at like 1 a.m. with views. Like,
and it's like, if you go in, the pizza's on the left-hand wall, on the left-hand side, the cashier.
Oh,
pizza.
You're talking about Evil Pie.
Evil Pie, yeah.
That's, I love that shit, yeah, too.
There we go.
I say, because now if you go in on Pizza Rock, it's on, the pizza's on the right side.
Yeah, he's talking about Evil Pie.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good. We went there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I fuck with Evil Pie. Get it, boom. They cool as hell. The servers are cool. Give you shit in a little box and then mob out on goddamn Fremont Street with your pizza.
Yeah.
It'd be too much going on inside. I got to get the hell up out of there. Let me get my shit and go.
But Because Evil Pie be open until 2 on the week and then 4 on Friday and Saturday.
Evil Pie.
Hell yeah. Evil Pie is that girl, for sure.
Yeah. That's my spot.
And you could just get like, because I think when we went, we got a bunch of different slices, so we could all taste it, and they big enough where we could, like, cut them.
Hell
so
yeah.
So we both had a piece. We had, yeah.
So that's the motherfucking spot.
Yeah, we ate, like, yeah. Because if you get, like, if you get 4 different slices and you cut that up, like, that's the whole pizza almost.
Right,
like,
and they hooked me up with an extra slice.
Yeah, that's what's up. And the chicken's good.
I ain't had the chicken, so that, man, yes. There we go. My next, yeah.
Okay, so shout out to Evil Pie.
Yeah, that's that. Well, you asked me, that's my spot.
Yeah, okay. I fucks with it. Yeah, but see, that but I say it super late, and I know that I agree, Pizza Rock is amazing, but Pizza Rock be closed. Like, so when it's not, I need something, like, mm-hmm. late. I love it. Bring back old Vegas, man.
For real.
Like, please. I don't know what that means. Like, I don't know. Like, it's crazy because you were talking about how...
Bring me back $7.99 steak and eggs at 1 a.m., man. That's all I want.
I mean...
Bring me back $2 gas. $2 a gallon gas. $1.50.
I never was... I wasn't driving back then. Gas has always been like $2, I think, for me, at least.
I was definitely driving back
then. Hell yeah.
I told you the story.
It was changed. I told you about I was banging this.
How
this,
gas be like 75 cents.
I banged this.
Nigga ain't that far back.
No. When we started driving, gas was like averaged around 93 to 98 cents a gallon.
What'd I say? 98 cents?
And then in 1998, I
that's
told
98
you,
pennies
Christmas
for a gallon.
Christmas 1998. I was sliding out of this chick's house early in the morning because I wanted to... wake up before I want to get the fuck out of here before kids start, you know, stepdaddy type.
But they'd be like, can you make me some cereal? Yeah.
I want to get the fuck out of there. So I slid out of there and I was like, all right, let me go get some gas and shit before I go home. And went and got some gas and it was $1.03. And I was like, looking at the dude next to me, I was like, hey man, what the fuck's going on? This shit, you know what I'm saying? It was $1.03.
Right.
And I looked at a nigga across from me, a complete stranger. And I was like, hey man, what the fuck's going on? And everybody looking like, man, I don't know what the fuck's going on. It's just like $1.03, nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And I'm sorry I'm laughing because that's a dream.
This was 1998, around Christmas 1998.
Yeah, I was 13.
And up until then, gas had been, I had never seen no shit like that. Gas was like in the 93 to 98 cents a fucking gallon range and shit. So.
That's crazy for me to even imagine. Like,
hey, we used to steal gas. I know we talked about it before.
Yeah,
steal gas. Nigga,
it was cheap back then.
Thanks to y'all, that's why they fucking you got to go pay first.
We stealing a $12 tank of gas.
Yeah, like get the fuck out of here. Like
$12
and
burnt off.
And now it costs $50.
burn the fuck off. Hell yeah.
Wow. Y'all ain't shit.
Hey, goddamn lucky they stopped it because I damn sure would be doing it as soon as I left this motherfucker.
If y'all would have just paid y'all damn $12 back then.
They didn't have $12 back then. We'd have paid it. That's what motherfucker shouldn't have been driving. Then he had $12 in the tank. Or didn't have $12 to spend.
Shit.
I remember all the homies, whenever the homies used to ride, like, yo, y'all already know what it is.
I need snaps on the Petro.
I need snaps. Motherfuckers want to ride, you got to put in.
Back then, what did you ask for?
$5.
That's kind of steep when it only costs 12 to
I had a van, right?
Okay, how much it cost to...
A lot back then. That was probably like around... It might have been around $40 to fill it up. 30.
Nah,
this, it was,
that's cheap. It costs 50 to fill my car.
The van
right
is
now.
Like 93, right? 93, 94?
Yeah, yep, yep. 92, 93, 94.
Gas was still cheap as fuck back then.
Yeah, it shouldn't have cost you that much.
And nah. That van probably only had like a 20.
Were you overcharging your homies?
Nah, we used to ride.
Well, no,
you understand
drive
this
all
motherfucker.
That motherfucker.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Like 18
that van
was
a, that van
okay.
had everything. It had a couch.
The 18
van.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're paying for the amenities.
Yeah, for the amenities. yeah, it's bitches. Is the amenities? You know what I'm saying? It's bitches.
I got a bed in here.
It's getting you to the mall.
I hear you.
Motherfuckers don't have no. This is not,
and this
okay.
is the day you go meet girls at the mall and leave with them.
Yeah.
This is man taking you to circus and on the strip. And, you know what I'm saying? This is okay. Motherfuckers will pay for this
okay.
right now.
I must say, right. Okay. So $5.
So
okay.
I had a what did they got? A Sprinter? I had the first Sprinter van.
Love it.
That bitch had a TV and a VCR.
Yeah, it had lights. You know what I'm saying? On the inside.
Come on, with the little runway lights.
Man,
listen.
Playing Minister Society. videotaping that one.
You actually.
In the mat.
Now that you keep saying stuff that's in this, I think you could have charged them a little bit more.
Yeah, nah, motherfuckers used to ride. You know what I'm saying? Right. Family van. We turned that bitch out. It was gunned up and everything.
Okay, so now if someone is. Wanting a ride, how much do you ask for gas?
I don't even ask nobody for gas.
I don't.
But
usually,
yeah, but I think.
But it should be like, nigga, you know how much gas is.
So. Yeah, like we're driving past all these signs.
Cause I ride back from work mm-hmm. with this old nigga.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, he don't like driving back by himself.
Mm-hmm.
I catch a bus to work.
Mm-hmm.
But this old nigga who drives to work, this nigga, he wants somebody to drive with him backwards. So I ride back with him every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it gets me home. It's cool for me because I get home an hour earlier than the bus, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I give this nigga some gas money at the end of every week.
Mm-hmm.
And he always try to push my hand and say, nah. So I just put it in his motherfucking console. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
Yeah, it's like, nigga, yeah.
How much you give him?
$40.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
That's good shit. Nah. But. I think a motherfucker, if you get in your car, he should give you at least $10, just respectfully. You know what I'm saying?
I could.
It depends on where the fuck you're going. I'm not giving you no goddamn $10 if I'm riding with you to your fucking house.
Nah, I ain't talking about like that. I'm just talking about, you
like
know,
like if somebody's like, hey, can you come take
yeah,
me?
Yeah, hey, come get me. I stay over at motherfucking Aliante, and I need a ride to the motherfucker. And I need a motherfucking ride to the strip. You know what I'm saying?
You better be sending the cash app with that.
Yeah, like actually.
But how
put
much?
All,
yeah.
Put
how
all
much?
Of put where you going
hold
in
on.
The cash
how
app.
How much is that worth for y'all
hold
though?
Hold on. You said you're at your house.
Yep. Yeah.
They say, hey,
they
I'm in Aliante.
And then they want to go to Las Vegas Boulevard.
And then back to Aliante?
I don't know. Say you drop them
yeah,
off.
Yeah, probably.
Strip.
Oh, you okay. Drop say, them off.
Nah,
yeah.
probably back to
the if you're back and forth.
Right.
I'm
probably.
I'm thinking in my head,
That's a dub, right?
Automatically. Hell no, nigga. That's $50. That's how much it would cost you in a fucking Uber, right?
Motherfucker ain't going to give a motherfucker $50. No,
that's $26.
Motherfucker ain't going to peel you $50. I'll get an Uber $50 before I give it to the homie.
That's fucked up, too.
That's $26 each way. That's 52 fucking bucks in an Uber, right?
You can get an Uber 50 before you get
that's
your homie 50.
Which is crazy.
This is fucked
you
up.
You smoking your homie's car. Y'all can probably drink a little beer or some shit while you ride
around.
Nah. You know what I'm saying? You can't do
the
all that.
Smoking is normal.
Yeah, the smoking
yeah,
is normal.
Nigga, sip a beer. Sipping a beer is normal.
Yeah, I guess so.
Is it?
For the driver.
What the fuck is wrong with
y'all? The passenger, yeah.
No.
I would say for the passenger, yeah.
I'm sipping my motherfucking Red Stripe while I'm in the passenger seat. Talking about and smoking my joint. What the fuck?
Okay.
It just depends on the car you're getting in.
Yes.
Chris, you come big
like
day
if,
up on Friday.
He just
night.
Fucking crack. He just fucking crack open a beer. Like, what the fuck is happening?
No, I had that bitch open when I get in there already. It's gonna be probably a third drink out of that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Now you know the type of monster you got.
It made me
riding with.
Did y'all ever see Paper Soldiers?
Yes.
The nigga that did the drive around with all of them fucking 40s in the car.
That nigga was dumb as hell.
Nigga, he was sweating. Okay, but I feel like.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so, right. Which is fucked up why we wouldn't give our homie $50, but we'd give a fucking.
Yeah, Uber. or somebody like that.
A nigga with a weird picture.
$50 ain't normal, but you niggas said, you said Aliante.
But that's not short round. Don't even say, I mean, say it, where at, you know what I'm saying? Where
I would say 20, 25.
Yeah.
Cause especially if it's the back home.
What if your shit's on you right already?
You got his cash out. Got it before we got to get cash out for anything like, else.
Cause you go all the way to Aliante and they gonna be like, oh,
yeah, I ain't even got no money in my motherfucker self. I wasn't doing shit all day.
That's
I ain't got
calling for the ride. Nigga, you ain't got no weed or nothing, nigga. You can't make this worth my fucking while. Yeah. Any kind of goddamn way?
Nah, I think a 20 should be 20, standard. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Anywhere around the city.
If you're doing all of that,
For the homie, 20 should be. If I needed it.
At a bare minimum.
You would 20. Give somebody a dub.
I'd be like, go a dub, man.
Yeah.
If I'm riding around with you all, literally all day, and I see your shit's already on E, I'm going to be like, hey, put this 40 in that motherfucker.
Let's see that. Yeah. Niggas don't do that. They just don't.
I mean, it just depends.
But that's only if I'm riding around all day. I mean, yeah. If I'm not riding around that long, here, take this 20, nigga.
Would you have the homie pull up what it would cost for an Uber? And then fucking try to do your rate that way.
I probably would. But look, nigga, this is what the Uber costs me.
You know, I'm gonna get you there first.
Uber Black is $75 for all the perks you getting and shit.
I can play your song,
smoke,
nigga.
You can smoke, nigga. You can play the radio. What you want to play, nigga? Like, hey, you know Starks,
right? And I'm gonna kick it with you.
We got a homeboy Starks, right?
Right.
Every time I go to visit my dad's side of my family in Warner Robins, Georgia, I fly into Atlanta, and I make sure I have enough. I make sure I always go. I'm saying, either coming or going, make some time that I can see my homeboy. He was my roommate under the toilet paper and shit. He was my roommate in Korea when I was in the Army, my first duty station. Me and him both our first duty station. We were roommates in Korea and shit and shit. Ray knows him. Him and Ray became cool too.
Mm-hmm.
But anytime this nigga picks me up, he has a little fucking cooler in his car.
This is where he gets it from.
Full of fucking full of Red Stripes because he knows I drink Red Stripes. He has a fucking at least a minimum of a 6-pack, most of the time a 12-pack of Red Stripes on ice, just waiting for me.
Mm-hmm.
And we riding around Atlanta trying to find some shit to get into. Normally we go to a fucking he knows a good cigar bars, and where you can go and bring your own BYOB cigar bars and shit. Atlanta got some good cigar bars.
So working in a cigar bar, I realized that we are one of the few places in the country that can have a cigar lounge with alcohol. Because most places you have to bring your own or it's not allowed at all. Because I sit and talk to people. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's how the majority of the ones I've been to in Atlanta are like that.
Yeah, where you can that seems crazy to me.
But I didn't mind shit.
Because, the things go so well together. You know?
The cigar bars where the motherfucker, what's the cigar digger called?
Which one?
I don't know. The cigarier or whatever the fuck? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know what they're called.
Me either, but.
I just say.
Garcon.
The boys.
But them niggas that know, they actually know what they're doing and shit.
Aficionados.
They can tell you. Like
a bartender.
Yeah.
Bartender.
Yeah, but you tell them, because I told the nigga, I don't smoke cigars, nigga. I smoke weed and shit. I was like, and when I do smoke cigars, I just gut them holes and use the leaf. You know what I mean? He's like, okay, but if you did, what would you be interested
what
in?
Kind what, of
like
taste?
A, what kind of would a fruity flavor? I'm like, yeah, give me some shit like that. Mm-hmm. And the nigga gave me a fucking cigar that was actually fucking decent. Like they tasted had a hint of fruitiness and shit. Yeah. I was like, okay.
Turned you out.
No, I was like, cool. I sat up in that bitch, smoked that bitch, sipping on my motherfucking Red Stripe in Atlanta before. And then we went and ate at the seafood spot and then got on my motherfucking flight and came back to Vegas.
But, I'm just not a fan of the motherfucking cigar bars. Wouldn't it be hella strong?
I'm not a fan of motherfuckers asking me for money.
We have a great ventilation system.
Yeah.
In our bar. And people always say it. It's never really too bad in there.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. You don't like when people ask you for money.
I just feel like as a woman, what? say like not all women, but as a woman, mm-hmm. if you got kids by a nigga, you should never have to ask another nigga for money for anything. You know what I'm saying? Pertaining to you, your kids and pertaining to y'all well being.
Yeah,
I can see a flaw in that already, but go ahead.
You got two kids. Say you got a chick. Y'all got two kids,
mm-hmm.
but you don't live with her.
Mm-hmm.
She shouldn't have to come to me for help with the light bill.
She shouldn't.
Right.
But it's some sorry ass niggas.
That part.
It's some sorry ass niggas.
Put the nigga on child. If you can't get it done, let the government help.
Niggas don't have jobs.
Child support.
Some niggas don't have jobs.
They can garnish that income tax.
That's if they have a job.
Well, yeah. Then put the niggas in jail. Put niggas
What's
in jail.
That gonna do for her though? What's that?
Yeah,
that's
gonna, it's still that's gonna cut still her gonna, lights
she,
off.
She, yeah.
Okay, but put niggas in jail for not paying child support.
What's that gonna do for her though?
Then she can go. Then I'll loan the bitch.
Okay, what about
that's the flaw in your shit right there? Then
nah, I was about to say, and niggas in Nevada know how to have an address mm-hmm. in another state and be here and not have to pay child support.
Put these niggas in jail.
You can't, like, you can't fucking get nobody for child support if they're not in the state no more.
Or stop having kids with fucking losers. One or the other.
Okay. But obviously it's too late for that part, right?
Put these niggas in jail for not paying child support.
Yeah.
Child support should be mandatory. If y'all ain't married, nigga, pay your child support. Or child support should be mandatory for the motherfucker who ain't got the kid.
Oh, obviously.
You know what I'm saying? So put these hoes on child support, too, if these niggas want to take care
that
of them.
Honestly, yeah, honestly, okay. I 100% agree with that.
Yeah.
But somebody, if y'all ain't together,
niggas just pay your child support.
Let the court figure out what the fucking amount is, and just pay that shit, and right. Then you ain't got to worry about another motherfucking thing.
Nah, a motherfucker just take care of your kid. You don't got to be on fucking child support.
Right.
Well, some of these niggas ain't taking care of their kids. That's what I'm saying. Just make it a uniform thing.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to worry about it. You ain't got to worry about it. This is how much going to start coming out your check.
Nah, I wouldn't want nobody regulating my shit. But yeah, if a motherfucker ain't taking care of his responsibility, put his ass on child support.
You
know what I'm saying?
Then you have people that do be, and then bitches still be putting niggas on child support.
Yeah.
Because they want the money. And it's never, it wasn't.
And then if that's what it is, and then I'll just be like, fuck it. I mean, it is what it is. Pay that shit and
get
your kid. Pay your child support, still get your kid and kick it.
Yeah. It's crazy, though.
Right.
Mm. But, yeah.
My child support back in the day was $432 a month.
Mm.
Okay.
A little bitty ass army check.
Right. Shit, I had, like I said, I was on child support, but I had Woo with me when I was on child support.
Which is crazy. How did that happen?
A motherfucker filed.
Damn.
And so I went and got a lawyer.
Yeah.
And then we started battling that shit in court.
Yeah.
And the motherfucking judge finally ruled on my side. But before that, I'd been calling child support, talking to them. They were just get her to sign a piece of paper and send her a copy of her driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling her, and she's like, nope.
Of course, right.
I'm like, the fuck? I'm giving you the simple, easy way to get out. You ain't got to go down there. This is what mm-hmm. they said do.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had to get a motherfucking lawyer.
Damn.
We went to court, and judge was like, shit, you should be paying him child support.
Mm-hmm.
And then they actually sent a couple dollars back, got a couple checks back. And yeah, that's my child support story.
Yeah. Did you put her on child support?
Nah, hell no.
Because you ain't want to? She tried to do it to you?
I know, but you know, come on now.
I hear you.
I should have.
Not tit for tat.
Yeah, but money wise, I should have just motherfucking, you know, they say, hey, it ain't for me.
Yeah, exactly. You know what exactly.
I'm saying? Put that shit in the bank. But nah, hell no. Hell no.
All right. I'm ready to talk about
niggas, do niggas put females on child support? A lot. Do
they know? Should. Yeah. Like, if
one
they
pay a child support or
no, but that's the offshore. I just wonder what the ratio is.
I mean, I don't know, but I mean, I know that there are women that are on child support. Like, if some, like, so, like, shit. Like, there are some women that make the same decision at birth that a nigga can make. Like, hey.
Right. Do you know anybody like that? Do any of y'all
personally,
circles,
no.
You know what I'm saying? I think I know one partner. that takes care of his kids and the mom. And the
I know mom. A gay girl that pays child support for the kid that they had to that they.
She gave it up to the dude.
No, this is fucking. They had a kid together, like the girls,
right?
And then, like, it's legal and stuff.
Oh yeah, somebody, hell yeah.
So then, when they separated, that was part of the. What right. you call it? Nah. That she got to keep paying the for the baby take, that did, they Butch decided
take the
to
baby
have.
Or did the mama hell take nah, the baby?
The mama.
I'd be like, nah, hell no, nah, bitch. No, no.
Oh, no.
You ain't, I'm not paying for this shit.
No, I think the Butch took the kid, actually.
Wait a minute. Did the other lady have the baby?
Or
did they adopt the baby together?
No, so one of them had, I think the femme had the baby.
Oh, you ain't
like
take,
she
you
actually had the.
You ain't taking my baby.
She didn't, but I you know what I'm saying? She obviously yeah. didn't care. So. Right.
Oh, okay, yeah, she must not give a fuck. But if it had been me, I'd be like, bitch, what?
You know, how
you ain't had this motherfucking baby, bitch.
That's
you
the same thing though.
Baby.
When the
but
dude,
you know how lesbians the are. Once they babies. Like, once they fall out, yeah, it's the exact same
you
thing.
Gotta be a sorry asshole to lose a motherfucking your baby to a bitch that didn't have it.
But it's but it's y'all's baby.
Truck driver looking old. You tell me this bitch looks like she could raise a baby better than this woman.
But she just don't like she didn't. She said okay. She said and she paid child support.
She feels inside.
Yeah, and she paid child support. I'm pretty sure she probably sees the baby like or it's not a baby no more. But I'm pretty sure like they have to have some kind of relationship. But she didn't want to be the sole responsibility or person responsible. So. When it all fell out. But like I said, y'all know how lesbians are. It's right. very, very intense. And when they be done with shit, they be trying to be done with all of it.
Damn. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What you got?
Hey. Yeah. Did y'all see that trailer for that Tyler Perry movie with Kelly Rowland and a nigga from Moonlight?
No, I heard about it though. I seen the post.
I just hate that it's a Tyler Perry movie. Like,
yeah, I thought so.
Because it's not good. Like,
I'm not big on Tyler Perry movies.
No one is. That's what I'm saying. I wish that this is
but
like.
But we watch them.
Right.
I don't really watch them. I've seen some of the Madea.
If it's Madea, like honestly, if Madea in it, I'm not watching that.
Like what newer movies has he really had? Or am I missing?
The other movies, like. Not new, but like Acrimony and fucking.
I've seen Acrimony.
Terrible.
What's that? That the one with Beyonce?
No, that's oh. that's Obsessed, and that's not a Tyler Perry movie.
Right.
Why is he one of the motherfuckers?
Right.
I just knew there was something with the O and Beyonce.
The one with the was that the one with the dude was
and
abusing the lady that her husband died or she cheated on her husband.
Wait, you talking about?
The nigga with the old lady. He had the older lady.
Oh, that one. fucking Fall from Grace, nigga. Yeah. Nigga.
Is that Tyler Perry?
That's Tyler Perry.
See, that was good to the motherfucker.
If you ask some of my friends, they will disagree, but I thoroughly enjoyed that.
That nigga was on her ass, boy.
Ashtray, bitch.
I don't know what the hell y'all talking about.
A Fall from Grace is on Netflix. Please watch it. Madea not in it.
Right, she's not in it.
And it's got Felicia Rashad in it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, shit. Crazy little motherfucker.
Okay.
You know what's so funny is I had seen that, and then I had also seen it was something on Amazon that Felicia Rashad was in. Or was it Netflix? That's what you said.
She had a nice little young
nigga.
Boy. That nigga brought a bitch home. He brought a bitch home to the house.
Nigga. And was like, what you gonna do about it?
Oh my God.
So fucking funny. Oh
right.
My God.
They talking about the color purple. Shit. I watched the new color purple too.
What's wrong?
Oh, now I'm high as a motherfucker.
Did y'all watch? Did we talk about the new?
No, I ain't
watch
that shit. Man.
I'm just.
I think they ruined the classic. I'm not trying to see that
it's
shit.
It's just
and
some
I
stuff I don't. Yeah, it's based on the
I
play.
No niggas singing.
It's based on the play, not the movie.
It was pretty cool. I wanted to see that when she went to sing to her dad in the church. They didn't
okay.
have that. They didn't have that.
It
in
wasn't
there.
In there.
That wasn't in there, and I was like, damn.
Yeah,
that was like the best part of the cover. That was the best part
that
of
was
it.
A good part.
That was a,
right.
God is.
Yeah. God is. Yeah. I'm going to have to go goddamn.
Watch The Color Purple.
Watch that part.
Yeah, watch that part on YouTube.
Oh, there we go. That out. Turn it on in the car. Turn it up. That's one of them ones. One we'll definitely sing to.
Y'all ready to get into these motherfucking articles?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Kick off in 44 minutes.
Yep.
Lovers and Friends clearly paid Mary J. Blige her dues. Did y'all see that shit at first?
I saw it.
Because at first, when she was on the bill for Lovers and Friends.
She was a small name?
No, no. She was on it, but she said, sorry, there's, hold on, let me see. On the 25th, she said that her inclusion in the 2024 lineup was an error since she would be busy in preparation for my Strength of a Woman Summit just 1 week later. Mm-hmm. Luckily for her fans, it turned out she's not too busy for a good business opportunity. One day later, Blige's name was back on the lineup and moved up at that. Blige took to her Instagram story to post a smirking emoji and a money bag emoji.
Look,
so she got they get
they like, oops, sorry, but can you come anyway, girl?
Paid her the bag. Look. They sold. I know they made some money off that shit. Them tickets sold out in 47
Hell
minutes.
Yeah.
47 fucking minutes. Crazy. You going? Y'all going?
No.
I mean, I will when it gets closer, if there's any tickets I can find, possibly, but it's just fiscally irresponsible for me to spend $700 on two tickets right now. So I got to keep it real.
How much are the tickets?
He got VIP tickets, so those are more. But the general admission were $350 or
$325.
$1,680
after taxes.
Yeah, nah, nigga.
My bank account ain't set up like that at all.
Yeah.
But even it was, that's just, I don't like being around that many people sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why I could feel that. VIP to separate
you
a little bit.
Yeah.
I wanted to go for the cabana, but that bitch was $18,000. So I was like, nah. Yeah. I thought it was
$18,000 for a day.
10 people to put $1,000 each, I would have been down for that. But not fucking, I don't want to put $1,800 up between 10 people.
Nah.
One fucking day.
But me and my cocktail waitress, I think that we're going to try to look for when it gets closer and see if anybody like can't go or something like that.
My biggest regret was I should have bought two more. I should have bought as many tickets as I could handle or they would let me buy and resold them bitches.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure motherfuckers would pay.
Yeah, see, and then I can't wait for a nigga like him to try to sell me a ticket, cause
hell no.
So yeah, no. So yeah, I probably am. I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully, we'll see what happens. But like, I seen the concert I want to see in my whole life, so I don't. Right. I don't care.
I mean, I would be trying to get rich, but say I bought extra tickets for what, $700? They were like $790 or some shit.
Yeah, the VIP tickets. Yeah, were like $790.
So say I bought two extra. And so I wouldn't be trying to sell the motherfuckers for $2,000 a piece of shit. I'd be like, give me $1,200 for the motherfucking shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Somebody would pay $1,200 easily for that. Yeah. If they wanted to go that bad.
Yeah, that's true.
And my peoples that went last year said that bitch was lit like a motherfucker. So.
And the lineup is like the best lineup I've seen in a very long time for this. So I'm excited for you. I hope you have fun. But I hope I get to go. But if not, I don't care. Like I said, I could never see another live show in my life. I'd be fine.
Yeah, that's dope. That's
I mean, I seen R. Kelly live, so shit. I've seen the GOAT perform. So
get out of here.
I'm telling you, I went to R. Kelly concert.
Is that a good concert?
I went to R. Kelly like in 2012.
That's a lot of females. So that's a good part.
I think it was 2012 or 2011, I thought hoes was fainting like Michael Jackson and shit. You know what I'm saying? Them bitches was going crazy.
R. Kelly was singing his ass off.
Regardless, he was singing his ass off. Niggas in the crowd was singing along. Yeah. I mean, it was just like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Separate the man from the music or whatever the fuck. Separate the perv.
I don't want to be in a room along with him. I don't want to be in a room with him. The same room as him.
Oh, yeah. Me either. But I'm still gonna step side to side.
If would you feel, does R. Kelly give off a creepish vibe even before the allegations? You know what I'm saying?
He called himself the Pied fucking Piper.
Yeah, and like,
but that's because he was singing. He was singing.
The Pied Piper led the kids story away. Yeah,
stole a village of children. Like, so like,
you think he called himself that, or you think somebody gave him that name?
And then he ran with it.
He knew what he was doing.
He don't play.
R. Kelly can't read. He probably didn't know what
like,
the fuck
he is. Like, I do be fucking these children. So the Pied Piper did take them kids. So in a sense, I'm the Pied Piper.
Look in the ass. I'm the Pied Piper.
And Piper has a new meaning. That's like a motherfucking porno name. The Pied Piper.
Roddy Piper.
Oh, no. Now it's got a double meaning. That's still terrible. Oh my God!
I didn't think of it like that.
I could just see the crowd of aunties.
Niggas say they. I'm just saying, you motherfuckers. You know they slanging that pipe. Piper. Piper. You know what I'm saying? Piper. R. Kelly the Piper.
Right.
That nigga. For a nigga that couldn't read, he throw in a triple entendre on a motherfucker.
Right.
Hey, you can't tell me that they couldn't read, man.
He just be telling y'all anything.
Hey, but I've known grown ass niggas that can't motherfucking read a lick.
Me too.
A lick.
How?
Me too, but I don't know how.
What happened? Like, did you go to school with these niggas? Like,
nah,
what was
it's
they
penitentiary.
Doing?
It's a nigga I knew in the penitentiary.
I knew an 18-year-old nigga in jail that couldn't read. I'm like, nigga.
Nah, this nigga was way older than
18.
How
did you get here?
But he was a big grown.
But you like never went to school, like. You never
did
nothing?
Yeah, he never went to school. No,
never?
He was a delinquent. He was in the streets. That's why he was in prison at 18.
See, I knew he was grown.
I don't know what to do between the school hours. Like, I didn't know nothing else to do but to be at school. Like,
right.
Yeah.
What else was there to do?
See, you're spoiled.
I used to write the niggas letters to his broad.
Oh, you know yeah, yeah, you said. And then read them when they came back?
And then read them when they came back.
Were they good when they came back?
Yeah, but they were from an old ass lady, that, you know what I'm saying? So the shit I'm writing, like, she wrote back. She was like, honey, you never talk so sweet to me. And whoop, whoop, whoop. I was like, yeah, they let me get that whole tray for the next week, nigga. For the next week, that breakfast tray.
Oh, shit.
Gonna get up for breakfast. Get up, just get the tray, and you can go on back to, you know what I'm saying, doing what you do.
You ever fuck with peanut butter on your pancakes?
No.
Yeah, that's what we need to try to get that protein
on them, and then layer, then your syrup on top.
Syrup and.
Yeah.
These in the pen be trying to goddamn get that weight up, get on that weight pile, and bulk up. Peanut butter, whatever.
That's right. My mouth would never open again. Peanut butter and pancakes, like.
Grits, oatmeal,
shit that stick to you.
Hell yeah,
that's crazy.
What are we on next?
I'm just going to shit at random, but I want to, Alabama puts to death Kenneth Smith in first known execution using nitrogen gas. Did you hear about that shit?
Wait,
that made it seem like that nigga suffered.
I didn't hear about it. I didn't see.
Wait, what's nitrogen gas? No, that's helium. Never mind.
He's trying to laugh a nigga that did. Nigga got in there just. No, helium, he got damn.
Like,
he's
talking about this. Yeah.
This is fucked up. Y'all, this how y'all taking me out? Nigga just die.
Okay, listen. Alabama on Thursday night executed Kenneth Smith, the first death row inmate known to die by nitrogen gas, marking the emergence of a wholly new method of execution in the United States that experts have said.
Experiment on these.
Yeah.
Excessive pain or even torture. Listen, I hope. Let me see.
But how do you want.
Just listen. Hold
give
on.
A nigga a shot where just.
No, they gassed this nigga, right? And they said, the people that was watching this said, okay, first, it looked like he tried to hold his breath as long as he could, just shaking and shit. And then when he finally. Took a breath, shit started hit him, and then they was shaking in pain.
He shook and rubbed on the gurney.
Like,
oh my God! They're supposed to put a nigga to sleep like Michael Jackson.
Thank you.
Right?
Why not do it like that?
Yeah, propofol a nigga.
Yeah, let nigga go to sleep. Let nigga have sweet dreams.
Because they
count a nigga down 10. Just count to 10.
Right, like you're the dentist.
Just count to 10. You won't even be here no more.
When asked at the news conference about Smith shaking during the start of the execution, they said Smith appeared to be holding his breath for as long as he could.
I'm not laughing. What did Smith do? What did he do? What is your death?
He got the death penalty, so it wasn't that nice.
Nah, yeah, but what was it? He killed some cops.
I'm trying to find out. This is more about.
And he may have also struck.
Why are you laughing?
Right. I'm high, man. Shit. He
also okay, he was convicted and sentenced to death. Hold on, wait.
They're saying he may have struggled against the restraints and held his breath.
Motherfucker, wait. What else is he supposed to do?
Because what the fuck is this? Yeah, what is y'all doing? Like, I thought y'all was about to just fucking electrocute me or some shit. Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I thought I was going to sleep. They didn't tell me all this.
They tried to,
they tried to what?
They tried to kill his ass a couple of years ago, but the shit didn't work.
Oh, my God. This is part two?
Wait, what? What are you saying?
Wait, is it all this in the article? Read the shit. Yes,
man. I'm trying to tell y'all what... Wait, pause. I'm trying to tell y'all what he did.
Okay.
Oh, he killed somebody's mom. I know that.
So, a guy recruited people, including him, and agreed to pay them each $1,000 to kill his wife and make it look like she died in a burglary. And then, so that's it. So, killing somebody, right?
They killed this lady, yeah.
Yeah, a lady, because the nigga wanted to, he wanted to have another relationship.
And they had a steak, hash browns, and eggs for his final meal.
That sounds good. What would you eat for your final meal? Hella seafood for me.
Lobster, steak. Yeah. Give me a motherfucking, tomahawk steak.
Yeah.
A loaded motherfucking baked potato, Caesar salad, a lobster tail, some shrimp cocktail with spicy goddamn cocktail sauce, a couple of pieces of fried fish from Long John Silver's.
Okay.
And the Hershey chocolate or the Hershey peanut butter cheesecake from wherever the fuck they had that shit at.
Okay.
Wherever the fuck that.
That was very, I didn't think he was going to say so much. But yeah, all of that sounds delicious.
My last meal, I'm going to get a meal out of that.
No, for sure. Don't think about killing me until I go like this. Right. Like, okay. I'm about to sit here and just eat this shit. Like, yeah. So I'd be like, then y'all can do whatever y'all got
to
do. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't know. What are give me some.
Yeah, they couldn't set up his IV line right to deliver Chick-fil-A the
nuggets,
the first time.
All the sauces.
That sounds good. Chick-fil-A.
So. Macaroni and cheese balls, some Arby's.
Yeah.
Pause. I don't know what I want, though, really.
Yeah. Steak and seafood sounds good, but also the Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Yeah, them motherfuckers fire.
Also a Rice Krispie treat, but I need a nigga to actually make it. Like, I don't want the ones in the wrapper. Mm. I want, like, some homemade ones.
Yeah. Yeah, and some motherfucking, some edibles.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Definitely a joint or two. Yeah. Let me get, like, two blunts, and I'll just smoke these while I'm eating. Like, this is my last shit. You gotta let me do it. You shouldn't have asked.
You think that he should have got a second chance since the first time trying to kill him didn't work?
Hell yeah, they shouldn't get a second. They shouldn't be able to kill you like, again. Obviously, like, y'all tried.
Oh well, I'll just stay here for life. Yeah.
Yeah. You already tried once.
Nah, yeah, what the fuck? And then y'all came back with some experimental shit.
The two brothers. What if that's your mom he killed? I'd be like, no, fuck that. Didn't work. Kill his ass. Try it again.
He
was sentenced to death. It didn't say how many times. It just said till it works.
They didn't say until it worked.
Well, you got to think, if it's a sign that he didn't go the first time.
Yeah, like, I think that would be a sign to me.
Veins, that's all.
I think that would be a sign for me as well. Like, all right, I don't want to see this nigga ever again. It took him some years
to kill him again?
Yeah. Because they had to come up with this. Like, this is new. Like, it's called nitrogen hypoxia or something.
I'm satisfied if I'm the family. I don't care if that nigga went out bad.
Yeah, I think probably the lead up to them killing him this time, they probably had to, you know, all right, we're gonna take you in, we're gonna check you for veins, you know what I'm saying? They had to.
No, they didn't inject him with nothing.
They just gave him put over the bath.
No, I'm saying, but the lead up to that, for them to be like, okay, the first time they tried to kill him, you said he had small veins, so you know they had to bring him in, do all types of tests to look. All right, do we got any veins in his legs we can use?
You're trying too hard to kill me at this point. Right. Like, just relax.
When all you got to really do is just put a bullet in the motherfucker's head, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think we do firing squads anymore.
No, I'm saying I wouldn't do a firing squad. Right. I would just
all you gotta do is hang them.
No, I would just
be right.
I would just have a gun with a silencer on it, And I just have them come in, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we just need you to come in for a physical and just and have a nigga set it and pop it in the back
and
of
then
head.
Shoot this nigga.
Yeah. Boom. Back of the head. So he just drops without even knowing what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Painless.
What the fuck kind of...
It's the same as the motherfucker.
Arkham Asylum shit is this.
Yeah, either way, it's the executioner doing the shit.
Yes,
you already deserve to die. Why are you being nice?
Shooting the motherfucker in the back of the head don't kill him all the time, though.
You double tap.
And then, now what? And then
3 times will work. I guarantee
it. Now you murdered him.
Either way, he's going to die. You know what I'm saying? Bop, bop, bop.
Nah, I really think the propofol. Let him propofol him.
Do him
like rock injection?
The sleep shit.
Y'all seen y'all up on power?
Yeah. And
yeah.
Rock said.
Oh, you, Rock
you
Havoc.
You always gonna be the little scared little bitch selling Lucy's in the corner store to me and shit.
Like, shot her ass
she
up.
Tore her ass up. That bitch thought she was gonna say, escape, Rock put one in her leg. Bah!
Yeah.
That's what I knew. Oh, this bitch ain't gonna make it.
I gotta watch it. What you watch power on?
Amazon Star.
Yeah. No, I don't pay. I used to pay for Stars, I don't pay for Stars no more because everything the Stars comes on.
So what is it on?
What do you mean?
It's on Stars.
It's on Stars.
It's on Stars. Yeah.
Okay.
But I use our fucking the app.
Okay.
And just go to TV shows and lock it in as one of my locked in shows, and every time a new one comes on,
so you can't. Can you go watch the old ones though?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on it. Yeah.
Hell yeah, it's good. That shit's good. Yeah.
What else? Where are we at? Y'all put a lot of shit in there this week. Ray, you put something in there I put in earlier in the week. So I thought you really wanted to talk about that.
I cannot. Why?
Obviously, I hadn't looked at that motherfucker.
California woman gets probation for fatally stabbing man she dated, causing 108 sharp force injuries.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. Yeah,
Bryn Spetcher, I guess that's how you say that old name, was sentenced to 2 years of probation and 100 hours of community service for stabbing Chad O'Melia in 2018 after they smoked marijuana. She had faced up to 5 years in prison. I'd be mad as a motherfucker if that's what this guy. A California judge this week sentenced a woman to 2 years probation for involuntary manslaughter in the 2018 fatal stabbing of a man she was dating, who's the same more than 100
and she stabbed us 108 times.
She faced up to 5 years in prison for stabbing Chad O'Melia in his Thousand Oaks home on May 28, 2018, after the pair had smoked weed together.
Okay, pause. Was it weed or was it something else? And also, I don't want to say what's wrong with you, but what's wrong with people who can't smoke weed and be regular? Like it's only a small fraction of people.
Start talking about they had chemical imbalances.
Like what the fuck is
experts
wrong?
Experts from both the defense and the prosecution concluded the high potency pot she smoked caused her to slip into a psychotic state. Man, I know is give me that strain, please.
I'd love to try.
Give me that motherfucker. They say it's high potent because I thought I smoked some high potent shit.
Right.
It caused a motherfucker to stab a motherfucker 108 times and get
away
with it.
Like I have no desire to stab y'all. Like. I mean, for like moving.
That's fucking crazy.
She had a good ass lawyer.
Hell yeah, she did.
But it's weird because like this happened in California. So how many people are gonna just use this as a reason why they stabbing people or killing people now?
Like a precedent.
In a state that is legal.
She stabbed this motherfucker over 108 times. That's a lot of stabbing.
This sounds like some Jodi Arias shit.
Somebody said it sets a very dangerous precedent, and it's also a slap in the face to the victim's family and speaks poorly to the victim's relief everywhere that it's okay to smoke marijuana and butcher someone with three knives.
With three knives?
But it's not okay to smoke marijuana and drive and kill someone.
Right.
That will send you to jail. It doesn't square.
So you...
Yeah.
They said the sentences reflect that their client was in a cannabis-induced psychotic breakdown.
What does that mean? Y'all, I've been smoking weed.
They said O'Melia
for more than half of my life.
Purchased and provided the high potency marijuana that included a clear warning that is for high tolerance users only. Nigga, where is this weed at?
Drop the dispensary.
I'm a high tolerance user. Give me this shit.
I'd love to try it. Seriously.
That warning was presented at trial, and for that reason, he was on notice of the potential dangers to a naive user. So they making it seem like he brought it on himself. by giving this bitch some strong ass weed.
Here, babe, drink this.
Like you said,
smoke this.
As evidence of her psychotic state, Schwartz pointed out that not only did she fatally stab Omelia, but she also stabbed herself numerous times in the neck, almost killing herself, and she also stabbed her beloved Siberian Husky. The dog survived.
Or did she just do that? Or did she just do all of this to make it seem like she was real crazy?
No, this bitch was crazy.
I think if you stab yourself in the motherfucking neck four times,
she obviously didn't kill herself, so.
Well, because they hit her with the stun gun and made the bitch drop the knife.
Yeah, I said, damn.
They used a stun gun on
that just
time.
Sounds like somebody who did some shit and then realized that they were about to get in trouble for it, and then they started doing some crazy
shit. Body camera video from the Ventura County Sheriff's Office shows the deputy using a stun gun on her four times and another deputy hitting a knife with a metal baton multiple times.
Y'all, this had PCP in it.
You motherfucker. That shit there is eating motherfucker's face off in Florida.
Fucking bath salts and shit. Yeah. That was not regular marijuana.
Be dangerous.
They said there were no other drugs or alcohol in her blood during the stabbing. So I don't know, but that bitch
what?
Got
what?
Marijuana can be dangerous to certain people, cause psychosis and prompt violence.
They said, I've
never been around these people.
Napa just says,
you gotta kill a motherfucker. Like, what if a motherfucker smokes some weed on you and flip the fuck out? Like, we come over here 420 in Vegas, we have a guest. And they smoke.
Nigga,
with us.
We are beating him. We are beating the shit out of him.
You motherfucker, right. Tied his ass up. Call the motherfucking police because he's going to be over there
like,
growling.
Your weird ass.
Slobbering at the motherfucking mouth.
No, like, what the fuck?
The other attorney said she deserves prison time and accused the judge of bias. When you smoke weed and you're a white, young, privileged, upper middle class woman who bamboozles an old white male judge, you get to walk. That's what's up.
Like
she said, I don't know how to reconcile that for all the other criminals and victims in this country.
Okay, so let's just fucking say she crazy, right? Why does she get to be out in the streets, like open to possibly like other instances, situations?
Right.
Like send her to a fucking psychiatric hospital then.
Well, some
if you don't
want to
give her
to the bitch.
Right, what the fuck? Like,
she can't smoke no more weed. Hell no.
She, oh my god. Well, she on probation, so I'm sure they're not gonna let her. But again, if y'all say she's so crazy and she can't go to jail for 5 years, then make her go ask her go to a psychiatric hospital for 5 years until whatever is wrong with her for real is figured out. Like, because it's not the weed.
Something.
Unless it was PCP in it.
You can't let this bitch be on the street. If I'm the brother of the motherfucker, if that's Ray, if say Ray smoking with some bitch and shit, and I get a call that she knifed him 108 fucking times, and he didn't make it, and they gonna tell me this bitch had a she might not go to jail, but she's gonna die. Then the best bet would be to put the bitch in jail. You know what I'm saying?
To keep her safe.
Yes, I've watched an extensive amount of motherfucking First 48.
Yeah,
if it come down to it, and Dexter. If it come down to it and I got to off somebody, I'm going to get away with it. There's not going to be a body for them to find.
Yeah, like you can't.
Or some shit.
Like she just going to get to basically, with the exception of like having to check in with a nigga, she basically get to have her regular life. Right? Like that's crazy to me. I can't.
How old is the gum, nigga?
Probably about 9 months.
Crunch like this?
About 9 months.
It's so crunchy.
Like, damn.
I don't want to be.
Ray just gave us all the oldest Wrigley's gum ever.
Yeah, I found it back in the cabinet.
Why are you offering it to us?
Back in the cabinet.
Her lawyer said it's a horrible tragedy all the way around. Nobody walked away a winner. Nigga, what? Your client walked away a winner, bitch.
Absolutely.
Shit.
Hey.
She should be in prison.
Is the gum good?
I mean, once you get through the.
It's hot, too. What the fuck? Why is it so hot? Like it's been in the motherfucking deep in your pocket.
But 2 years is just ridiculous. It's like, that's crazy. To have to check in with a nigga.
Yeah, she should have 10 years. The bitch should be in prison.
She's never going to be able to get another nigga.
Oh, yes.
Nah, she probably got one right now.
She ain't ugly in that picture, I don't think. I don't know.
But she a killer, like.
Some niggas might be intrigued by that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all see that video?
She's a killer, but she ain't gonna kill me.
Y'all see that video?
My baby mama got a body.
For real?
Hell yeah, for real. first told me, I was like, huh?
What? What'd you say?
What? Excuse me, say what?
Did y'all see that video of Diddy lifting Javonte Davis up?
Mm-mm, that's like, the one right here?
Like hugging him and lifting him up off his feet?
I know, he's so mad. I know Javonte Davis so mad now.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Here we go.
You don't lift no grown man.
Recent? Is it recent or?
Yeah, from one day ago. Or, I don't know, but look.
Oh, it's a resurfaced clip, so it's a whole clip.
I remember that. That's disrespectful.
Like, he lifted him up off his feet.
He should have just two-pieced him.
Like.
That's disrespectful. That's disrespectful.
Did he like that man-on-man contact?
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
He went to
that nigga's dick against his stomach.
Oh, my God.
That's the way that angled, that's what he's trying to do. That nigga's dick against his stomach. Trying to see what Devontae is working with. Invite him to a freak off.
Very nice. I cannot.
If you want to invite him to the old freak off, huh, Diddy?
He already came to the freak off.
Have him fuck Young Miami.
No, she ain't talking to him no more.
In the corner jacking off or some shit.
She's not talking to him no more.
Mm-mm. That was like 2 weeks ago. I seen the article like 2 weeks ago.
What was the headline? What did it say?
It just says that she distanced herself, from him. So,
gonna write that book, Young Miami.
Carisha, please. But okay. So y'all know the Razzies?
Yeah.
No.
It's like
the awards.
Think of like opposite of Oscars.
Okay.
So like the worst of people.
Mm-hmm.
And Jennifer Lopez got nominated as one of the worst actresses.
No.
I can understand that.
You disagree?
I disagree.
You think she's a good actress?
I think she did good in Enough. I think she did good in the shit. She was the
new thing, Mother?
The maid.
Oh, okay.
The one where she was the mother and the neighbor boy was coming over.
Oh, The Boy Next Door?
The Boy Next Door. That was a good movie.
I ain't never seen none of these shits. I seen Enough.
Well, that's three of them in my.
They also said, Salma Hayek's
fine. Fuck that. She can act.
Jennifer Lopez, fine.
Salma Hayek was in what you call it? The vampire.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, they wrong on Jennifer Lopez. But
let's see. I'm gonna see what else.
Now singing. It's a whole different motherfucking story.
All right, so let's go through some of these and y'all tell me what y'all would say, okay? So, worst picture, The Exorcist, The Believer, Expendables 4, Meg 2, The Trench, Shazam, Fury of Gods, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. Worst picture.
I've only seen two of them.
I saw.
Okay, so all what of you saw?
Except for. I'm gonna say The Motherfucking Exorcist because you can't tell me you got some folk healers. That's gonna exercise the demon out of a motherfucker when a goddamn preacher couldn't.
the priest couldn't.
You know what I'm saying?
I think the folios are gonna get out before the priest.
Tarot, man, a demon, man. Come on. Yeah. You need the strength of the Lord to get to cast out
the Mancesters.
The Mancesters got them bitches killed in the motherfucking movie. Okay.
Mm. I ain't seen the movie.
The strength of the Lord to cast out a demon. Okay? A demon. You can't tell a bitch that's the demon's over there with the fucking head rolling around and this bitch pulled out some cards and shit. Flipping fucking cards and shit, man. It's like we're about to be in for some stress. No shit, bitch.
But a demon, floating. You also think the demon, you think of the motherfucking, what's the little, the witch star, the 6-point star, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, like the, yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? And you taking that more away from the godly shit into the believer type shit, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so worst prequel, this is the last one, I think. Yeah, so worst prequel, remake, or rip-off or sequel?
Expendables 4, I ain't seen it, but it should sound like some bullshit.
It's too much, right? It's gone too far.
And it's
but don't forget, Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones got a new one.
I ain't seen
had
it.
A new one.
Yeah, but he...
So ain't that one even more tired?
No, because he ain't been out in 20, 30 years.
And did we need it?
No,
we don't need it, but
I ain't seen Expendables 1, 2, or 3. And there's a 4 now?
You never seen 1
yeah,
or 2
Expendables
or 3?
4. I've never seen any of them.
I have. I think I've seen like the first two.
That's the Sylvester Stallone shit. Well, like everybody.
It's all
right?
of them. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell but yeah. It sits in this one, right?
I haven't seen that one, but that's why I can't. I'm like, come on now. Come on, now, what the fuck are y'all doing? What the fuck? Bring Die Hard back, goddamn it! You want to bring
yourself? He can't. Bruce he can't. Willis got brain. He don't even remember he Die Hard.
I know, but they got his daughter or some shit.
All right, got anything else?
We gonna get this bowling shit figured out.
Yeah, you just gotta figure out the date.
Yeah,
for them.
I hit the guys up, and Ivan was like, he's like, he definitely want to do it, but he couldn't do it this yesterday. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right. I was like, look, you know what? You let me know when y'all can, and then we'll work around that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, Ray, so everybody they can find you.
RaySun 724 Twitter and IG, The Fifth Element Hip Hop on YouTube. Peace.
Chris, KHRIS underscore underscore on IG. It's underscore Chris on Twitter and at KLD Nails on IG. See you next time.
420.
14 minutes till kickoff.
Oh, let's go.
Nigga, what the fuck does that got to do with anything?
Come on,
life.
You at
Vegas
home.
Podcast, right. On Facebook, IG, TikTok, and Twitter. That's well. And Vegas A underscore 420 on Twitter and Vegas A on Facebook, IG, and TikTok. That's why we did this shit so early today.
Exactly.
It worked out.
I thought she had an appointment.
So I did, like, but then I canceled it. Yeah.
I was like, oh, well, fuck, too late now.
Yeah, right. No, it worked out. All right, guys. See you next time.
Adam Reaper.
420 in baggage, I got some cushy tryna slide. 420 in baggage, I'm with my partners getting high. 420 in baggage. 420 in baggage. Yeah. 420 in baggage, I got some cushy tryna slide. 420 in baggage, I'm with my partners getting high. 420 in baggage. 420 in baggage. Yeah. Just left the plug, finna pin my brother up. Just got a smoking, finna roll another one. Put some wax in my blunt, man, that shit had me stuck.